there be thou strong and very courageous. I'm a courageous faith person. I believe God. I've had doubt to come at me so stout, but I just knew I was stouter than doubt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And doubt will try to get you to look at the circumstance. See, you don't have the money. How are you going to do that? You don't have the money. You don't have that. And ain't too many folks around. How are you going to do that? It got done. I said it got done. It was accomplished. Hello? I said, hello? And so he said, be courageous, that thou mayest what? Observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not to what? The right hand or to the left? It sounds like every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. You don't vary. You don't deviate. You stay with what he told you to do. Hello? Don't turn to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest what? Prosper whithersoever thou goest. It doesn't matter if he send me to New York, If he sends me to New York, that I'm going to prosper in New York. He sent me to California, I'm going to prosper. Hallelujah. If he sent me to Wichita, Kansas, I'm going to prosper. If I have to go to Mexico, I'm going to prosper. Because the prosperity is here. Are you listening to me? See, people let opposition change their conviction. I'm going to say it again. You can't let opposition change what you've been convicted by. In other words, your conviction. I'm convinced, I'm fully persuaded that what God said is the truth. And just because opposition, persecution, resistance, pressure shows up, it didn't change what God said. I'm going to withstand it. Because he said, having done all you know to do, he said, stand. He didn't say, try to stand. He said, stand. And sometimes you feel like you're going out. I couldn't go by that because he told me to stand. Hallelujah. And so he said that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Verse 8. I'm going to get there. Come on. This book of the law. What book? This book of the law. Let me say it like this. This word of God, because that's what were written in the book of the law, with the word of God. So this word of God shall what? Not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein every once in a while. You mean it should be in my mouth and my saying and my meditation? How long? Day and night. I can't fail. I am who he says I am. So opposition shows up. A situation comes in where there's a space where you don't see the money or the fun. Did it change God? So people go around and say, I don't have the money to pay my light bill. Guess what? They don't have it. But I never said that. Guess what? I always paid my light bill. I started out, my wife and I married when I was 22. And nobody ever paid my light bill. I done paid a bunch of other people light bill. Because I never said that. Ain't nobody ever paid my light bill. I'm not bragging on Jimmy. I'm bragging on him. Huh? Hallelujah. You say you never miss it, but I miss enough for you too. But I didn't stay over in the missing. I got over where you could hit it. You never messed up, but I messed up enough for you and me too. But I didn't stay there. I got over here where I could get out of that. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. So he said, let's do it again. This book of the law, this word of God, this, you know why? Okay, I'll do it, Lord. This word of God, you said you want me to teach you. I'm going to teach you. This word of God shall not depart well from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein, how long? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Oh, right there. This word of God. This word of God. Why is God so precise about it? I mean, so intense on his word that you do the word only. Why is it that? All right, let's see why did he say that. Well, you, if y'all can put up, like I told you, I know I'm doing it, but if you can do it, you can't with Isaiah 55:11. This book of the law, this word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Why do we want to keep this word in our mouth? Fill our heart with it and keep. See, your mouth will talk what's in your heart. Come on, talk to me now. Just get around people. They will let you know what's in their heart. That mouth gonna tell them. That mouth gonna tell you what's in a person's heart. Just talk. Just spend some time with them. Come on. Hallelujah. But he said, don't you allow this word to depart from your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart. This book of the law, this word of God. But you keep it, meditate on it until that word become you. Are you listening? Till that word become you. That's you. This is the way I talk now. This is who I am. This is what I believe. That word, you got to keep looking at it, meditate on it, until it becomes who you are. This is who I am. This is the way I do. This is the way I live. This is the way I do things. That's what he was telling. That's what he was telling Joshua. Why did he tell him that? Are y'all listening to me? Are you going to sleep? You want to learn how to live? And I'm telling you, it frees you up from all the cares. You can live a life of peace and joy, success and victory. You don't have to take hand-me-downs and pass me overs. You can live like the king and queen you are. Hallelujah. And you can preach the good news to others you meet, and it'll change their lives too. Now watch it. They got it. So shall my word be, you see it, that go forth out of my mouth. It shall what? Not return unto me how? Void. That's why he said this book of the law shall not leave your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do. Because this word will never return void or empty or unsuccessful. But it shall prosper, it shall accomplish what? That which I please, and it shall prosper into the thing whereunto I send it. He sent his word and healed us. He sent his word. He sent his word. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I'm not going to turn there, but he said Jesus became poor that we through his poverty might become rich.